I'm standing outside Charlie's Shoe Store on Pico. A toy box is inside of their store, but not many gifts have been given.
Not that many people have come in and looked at the box. So I don't know. I really hope they do start to come in and start to donate.
Store owner Destiny Hollis takes part in a toy drive for Black in LA. Hollis and her mother plan to fill the box up themselves. They've already donated a couple pairs of shoes. Black in LA has been collecting gifts for 6 years now. The organization's president, Charisse Calhoun, says it's been hard filling up those boxes this year in light of the economy.
So the first couple of years, especially since the economy was doing pretty good, we did very well. We found that last year and this year we've had to work harder in order to try to repeat the success that we've had in the past.
The Foundation for Second Chances is another Los Angeles donation organization. They say they're raising donations for more practical gifts, such as cleaning supplies, vacuum cleaners, or grocery bags with food. Second Chances director Karen Morgan says while it may be harder collecting donations, the spirit of giving is still strong.
A lot of families that may not even have money really to donate to us have gone out and purchased toys and said that they would cut back on what they were giving their children in order to, you know, help someone else who really doesn't have.
To see where you can donate gifts this Christmas, visit our website at www.annenbergradio.org. Stephanie Guzman, Annenberg Radio News.